313.
Approve findings and authorize exemptions to competitive bidding requirements, waive performance and payment bonds, authorize an agreement with Rose City Baseball LLC, and authorize Portland Parks and Recreation funding, all in connection with the Walker Stadium at Lentz Park project.
Another great parks project. Commissioner Fritz.
Well, again, we are very excited with this, and this brings some private investment as well as public money in Lentz Park. And so I will turn it over to Zelaine Nunn and also our honored guest, Ken Wilson of Rose City Baseball.
Okay. Well, again, I'm Zelaine Nunn from Parks, and we are excited that we are bringing baseball back to Portland with the help of Ken Wilson here from Rose City Baseball, and he will be the president of the new team, and he has a brief presentation for you, so I'll let him take over.
Okay. Welcome. Thank you very much. Nice to see you all again, Commissioner Novick and Commissioner Saltzman, first time around. What we're doing is, as was pointed out, bringing baseball back to Portland, professional-style baseball, real baseball, seats, fans, families, yelling, cheering, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, maybe a cold beer, some hot dogs, some brats, smoke, barbecue, games, fun, and it's great baseball, and it's going to be in the middle of East Portland in Lentz Park at Walker Stadium. We're really happy after a number of years of working on this that we've been able to put a lot of things together, working with the Neighborhood Association, working with the Parks Department, and working with our organization. You know, it's a terrific plus for everybody, and we're really happy that it's coming together, and we look forward to playing ball in June of 2016.
Great. Thank you.
I'll just add that this also does make improvements to Walker Stadium. They will be putting about $400,000 worth of improvements in, plus there will be some additional assistance to redo the field through Parks and PDC. And it will also, the field will, and those improvements will be used by other users when they're not using them.
So, and this is an urban renewal area, and PDC is going to make an investment in this project.
Absolutely, we're happy
a better neighborhood.
We're happy to partner, Mayor.
What's your name and record, Kevin?
Yes, sorry about that. Kevin Cronin, PDC staff, tardy to a city council meeting, trying to time my max ride up to the city council. Yes, so PDC is very excited about this opportunity. Obviously, there's an investment in a park, but even more importantly, as you know, Mayor, we're working diligently and trying to establish some partnerships with four development partners in the town center. It's another reason to come to the town center, spend a few hours, and spend a few bucks. And so it makes mixed-use development that much easier to do in the town center. So with that, I'll give it back to you, Mayor.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, this is going to be catalytic, I think, for everything that you've been working on for
Absolutely.
Quite a while. Other questions for our team here?
Mr. Wilson, I don't eat pork because I saw the movie Babe too many times 20 years ago. Can you promise me there will be all beef hot dogs?
Whatever promise you need, I'm happy to make.
If you cook it, he will buy. All right, any other questions for our team? Thank you very much, and this is a very exciting project.
Thank you.
Anyone want to speak on this item?
No one signed up.
All right, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call.
Fritz?
So this is an exemption to competitive bidding because the Rose City Baseball is investing, and so we don't think nobody else is offered to come and make these kinds of improvements, including concession stands, chairback seating behind home plate, a new scoreboard, a new press box, new concession services, new dugouts, team offices, a new irrigated grass playing field, and a playground and group events area. It's going to be wood bat baseball with college athletes, 30 home games over the summer. And then the rest of the time, little leagues and adult recreational leagues and everybody else will be able to use the new facilities. So it's absolutely the right baseball development for Lentz. It's been very much welcomed when the mayor and I presented this idea along with our partners, Rose City Baseball, at the Rotary Club a couple of weeks ago. Lentz neighbors were there. Also, Nick Christensen has been huge on this. Coropata has also been a great community partner. Todd Lofgren on our park staff has also done a lot of the work in the back and forward. So I appreciate his work as well as Zelaine and the teams. It's really exciting, and it's happening in a wonderful area of the city that deserves really nice facilities. So thank you for your partnership, Mr. Wilson.
Aye. Saltzman?
Yes, it's very exciting. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, for bringing Rose City Baseball to Portland, to Lentz, and look forward to taking in a game or two. Aye.
Novick.
Play ball? Aye.
Hales.
Can't wait. Thank you very much. Aye. Okay. Good.